We're up to Zayin Omer Aleph. Ha'huda Omer Lohu Beid Dichra Leman, Beid Dichra Leman. Somebody's looking to buy eggs that were fertilized by a male rooster. Yavu Leibeya Desafna Meara. They gave him eggs that were artificially fertilized by the ground. The chicken rubs itself on the ground, and that's how it produces the eggs. They're not fertilized eggs. So Osla Kameder Reb Ami Omer Lohu Mekachtosu. So Mekachtos, he wanted fertilized eggs, he got unfertilized eggs. V'hadar Pshita Ma'al D'Seima Hay La'achila Kaboy Lohu V'hay D'Komer D'Dichra Mishum D'Shaminan Tzei. Really, he wanted eggs to eat. But the reason that he asked for fertilized eggs, because they're better, they're fatter. L'may Nafkamina L'mis V'lei Beini Beini. And in that situation, the halacha would be the following. It's not that it's not the mekach's not bottle and you just have to pay back the difference between what it costs for a fertilized egg and an unfertilized egg. But the halacha is even between things that are good or bad. Not the same min, but one is better and worse. The mekach is bottle if the buyer wants to renege. But if he doesn't, then he can say, just give me the difference, and the mekach is kayim, and the mocher has no right to decide whether he wants the mekach to be kayim or bottle. When it's a mekach tos, nobody has any decision. It's bottle, finished, no matter who wants or doesn't want. But here it's in the hands of the buyer, if he was the one who was cheated, to decide if he wants to be mekayim the mekach and just take the difference, or if he wants to, what's it called, mevatel the mekach completely. That's how the Korban Nisan learns the case over here. So it's talking where the buyer wanted to maintain the sale, but he wanted his extra money back. Kamash Malan, no, that it's a mekach tos. That he wanted, when a person says he wants fertilized eggs, he means for the sake of raising chicks. And an unfertilized egg is not going to raise any chicks, so it's a complete mekach tos, and nobody has any say. The mekach is bottle, and the eggs go back, and the money goes back. Okay, Rashi. Didichra, she aldosan tarnigolish mi tarnigol. That they came, the eggs were laid and fertilized. They weren't laid from unfertilized eggs that came from the chicken rubbing itself against the ground, the friction causing the eggs. Right, it heats itself up on the ground, and that's how it produces the eggs. Those unfertilized eggs can't create new chicks. Safna coletus beitzim kishimisaperis bekarka. It creates the eggs by rubbing against the ground. V'samach lekamon omer kolhecha deika zocher lo safna meara. Wherever there is a rooster, the chickens don't create eggs like that. They create them from the rooster. Kolomer ena coletus beitzim in akarka elam in azocher. V'enu el eloshin sfunei tumunei chol. Something hidden in the ground. Okay, the boy is saying, and Abigmar is going back to what we said before, that, who said it? Rav Huna. That, Beya im, what's it called? Imitsiyasa. Nigmara. Right? Was it? Rav. Yeah. Rav Huna Marav. Said that what's it called? The boy Sema and the Gemara's been discussing what it means. So now the Gemara said it means that imitziyasa nigmara. It's only considered a finished egg when it's born. And the matkamina is legabe mekach umemker. If somebody wanted finished eggs or unfinished eggs, it can't produce chicks if it wasn't laid completely. If it was found inside the chicken. That the chiddush over here is that even if all the egg didn't come out, only most of it came out, it's still considered finished. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Deyas Yotza Ruba Me Erev Yontif. An egg that was mostly laid Erev Yontif, it wasn't completely laid. Most of the egg came out. The Chazra, and it went back in to the chicken. Muteres Loch Labi Yontif. You're allowed to eat it on Yontif, because the egg itself is considered laid before Yontif, since most of it was laid. The Ikad Omar Mai Mitsyasa Nigmara Mitsyas Kula Nigmara. And the Nikad Amri says, no, just the opposite. Imitsyasa Nigmara means that it's not finished till it's completely laid. imitchias kulo in avarubalo lafuke in Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rabbi Yochanan. That if an egg was mostly laid there of Yontif and went back in, still usher to eat because it wasn't considered laid before Yontif. Rashi. Im yitzias ruba nigmar al inyan Yontif itmar. This halacha is in the context of Yontif. Im yotza ruba meir of Yontif, a chazra besot meir of the yoldus or belayla muteris. An egg that was mostly laid before Yontif went back in and then was again laid on Yontif is considered like it was laid there of Yontif, since most of it came out before Yontif. The Havilekilu no de meyesmo. Kid Rabbi Yochanan, Dormer lakamon hachi. Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha, that if it was went out mostly and came back in and then was laid on Yontif, it's considered like it was laid there of Yontif. Viboy seima, Rav lafukim Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav said in Yitziyasa Nigmara, he meant total. It had to be totally laid. And if it was only mostly then and went back in, it's considered like it was laid on Yontif. And he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Mafukim in Rabbi Yochanan. The mitzias of the Kamer, mitzias kula, ulamuute mitzias ruba. Okay. Gufa. Now we're going back to what we learned before. Ashochet es tarnigolis, umotso babetzin gimuros, mutoris lochlem b'cholav. Yeshech the tarnigolis, and you find finished eggs, and Rashi learns finished means it doesn't have a shell. It just has a white and a yolk. But the shell is not yet formed. Still, it doesn't have a din of basar as a din of parv. And others learn that it has to have a shell. Who else? That if it doesn't have a shell, then it's for sure meat. And it's only the Rashbam learns it has to have a shell. Because when it doesn't have a shell, everybody holds that it's fleshing. Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Now we're bringing down Rabbi Yaakov, which we didn't mention before. Im hoyu ma'uros begidden asuros. If the egg is still connected to the body of the chicken with gidim, right, with the cords that connect it to the body, then it's fleshing. It has to be finished and separated.
What is an egg that doesn't have a shell?
It has the inside. It forms with the... As it grows the shell before it's ready to be filled.
It comes out without...
No, it can't come out. We're talking we find it inside the chicken. It can't come out like that. It's in the chicken like that. It hasn't yet formed completely, but if it has a yolk and a white around it, even though it doesn't have a hard shell, that's considered a finished egg inside.
It has like a soft shell, no?
What? It has that membrane around it. Okay. Man tan lohadaton rabbanin, ha'oichu menivlas of tohar, right? Who from these two tanoim is the one who is this Mishnah? Person who eats nivlas of tohar. Halacha of nivlas of tohar is that you have an oaf that's kosher and it dies, so it didn't have shrita. So it's not metame like a nevela of a behemoth. If you touch it, it's tame. If you carry it, it's tame. It's only metame bebeis habliya, if you swallow it. Right, so if you eat from a nivlas of tar min ashol shel beitzim, if you eat from the eggs that are inside the chicken when it died, min ha'atzamos or from the bones, min ha'gidim or from the sinews of the chicken, min ha'basar shenitlash min ha'chai, or you eat flesh that was torn out while it was still alive, so it's not part of the nevela, okay, tar. Then the person remains tahar. He only becomes tamei if he eats from the nevela of an oaf tahar, and these things are not part of the nevela. Min ha'eshkol shel beitzim, u'min ha'kurkavan, u'b'nei me'ayim. But if he eats from the eshkol of beitzim, the eshkol means the place, this is what we think now, the place where the eggs are connected to the body of the chicken, but it's part of the body of the chicken. That part on its spine where the eggs are connected, not from the eggs, but the part of the body where the eggs are connected, or from the kurkivon, b'nei me'ayim, or you eat from the intestines of the chick, o shehimcha sachele v'gamo, or you took the chicken fat and melted it down and you ate it or drank it, tome. All those things are considered part of the body of the bird. So man tana min hashol shel beitzim tahar. Who's the one who holds that if you eat from the eggs right, that you're tahar, even though it's talking where it's connected still to the body of the chicken. So the chora, it should be part of the chicken, right? And should be tame. So who has one who holds it's not part of the chicken and you're tahar? Om Rav Yosef, the lok Rav Yaakov. Deik Rav Yaakov, om Rav Hoyim Uros Begid Nasuros. They're fleshik, means they're part of the chicken. But according to the Tanakhama, even if they're still connected to the chicken, they're still parav. So they're not part of the chicken itself. And therefore, if you ate it, there's a chakira, there's a shayla, what that means, that when you eat from an oaf tahar, that's when you become tame. What's metame you? The act of eating, it's a gzera sakosu. The act of eating it is what makes you tame, and therefore you need all the halachas of eating. It has to be something roi lachila, or whatever, with all the tznoyim of what ochel is, because if otherwise it's not called eating. Or no, it's the negia, it's the fact that it touches you. Even though normally touching inside won't make you tame, here the Torah said it does. Except it has to touch in a derech of achila. But then the thing itself doesn't have to be roi lachila, completely. Right? That's why they say that something that's roi lachilas kelev, but not lachilas adam, is matame. Because it basically is a food. You ate it in a way that's normally eaten, even though the thing itself is not ochel, it touched you. And therefore it's matame you. And others hold, no, it has the achila itself has to be mamish roi lachila. Okay, Omar le Abaye mimai. No, maybe not. Maybe this can go even according to Rabbi Yaakov. Dilma ad kan lo komer Rabbi Yaakov hasam el inyan isura. Rabbi Yaakov said that it's awesome in the Rabbanan, right, to eat it with what's it called, with milk, because it looks like meat. But it's not really meat. It's not really part of the chicken, even if it's still connected. But it's isur the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan asur it as if it would be meat, because it looks like meat. Aval inyan tuma lo. But Lagabe Tuma, they weren't machmer. The chitem alinyan Tuma nami nigzor. We should make a gzera for Tuma to it. Looks like it's part of the nivlas of tahar. And therefore, people will think that it's part of the animal. And if you're not tummy with this, you won't be tummy with other things that you eat. Mar says, afushe Tuma hu vafushe Tuma d'rabbonin lo mafshinan. We try to avoid making Tumas d'rabbonin, even though Rashi will say there's a lot of Tumas d'rabbonin. But in a case like this, which is far-fetched, the Rabbanan didn't create new tumas. Because it'll come out that you'll be matame taharas, and that's not a positive thing. So the Rabbanan, if it was a far-fetched tuma, they didn't make a gzera. Ika diamre, some say, man tana min ho'eshkos so beitzim tame, om Rav Yosef, Rav Yaakov, and some may just learn just the opposite. Who holds that if you eat from the eshkol of beitzim, is mashma, the beitzim that are connected to the spine, and you're tameh, meaning that it's part of the chicken. So that's Rav Yaakov, because the Tanakhama holds not part of the chicken. Ta'amarim hayu mu'uros begid nasuros. Omer le'abayim imay, maybe. The eshkol mehanech detalya be'eshkol. Who said eshkol means the eggs that are hanging from the spine? Dilma eshkol gufe, maybe it means the spine itself, the way we learned in the beginning. And therefore it's everybody. The chitema eshkol gufe maila memra. What was the havamina? If you eat from the spine of the chicken, of course you're tummy. That's part of the chicken. No, it says midi tahavya kurkavana ben me'ayim. Just like it had to tell me that if you eat from the intestines, that's considered meat, part of the chicken. Da'afagav the basar ninu. Since some people don't eat intestines, so it may not be the normal part of the chicken. It's kamash malon, no, that's considered part of the chicken. Same thing over here. The spine of the chicken, that part where the eggs are connected, is not normally eaten. So I might think that that's not part of the chicken, lagavi eating to become tameh. Since there are people who don't eat it, it has to be told that that's also part of the chicken. So it's no raya that it's Dafka Rabbi Yaakov. Could be talking about the part of the chicken where the eggs are connected to, not the eggs themselves that are connected. Rashi. Mu'uros mechuboros. Mu'uros means they're still connected to the body of the chicken. Nivlas of tohar. Metame ha'ochlo letame begodim. Somebody eats a nivlas of tohar. It's metame him be'beis ha'bliya. When he swallows it, he becomes tame. his tummy, that is matame, his clothing, shehu lovish b'shas b'liyasa, ve'ein lo tumas mago masa. But a nivlas of tar does not make you tummy if you touch it or carry it, like a regular nevel of an animal. Maseches nidi alfinin la. Gemara neither learns how we know this, that it's only matame derech achila. Ve'ha'ochel echot me'advar mo'elu mimena. And if you eat one of these parts of this chicken, that doesn't make you tummy. Min ashol shobeitzim, shen kvushim ushnuli mukvim b'shedra. Kilomar, ha'ochel osam beitzim ba'odam ma'urim begivim. If you eat it when it's connected to the birds, the eggs, you shechted, they didn't shechted, the animal died, and then you opened it up and you found these eggs inside, and you ate the eggs, and the eggs are still connected to the body of the chicken, so that's not matame you. So that's not like Rabbi Yaakov, because Rabbi Yaakov holds that they're connected, they're basar. The Gemara then says, no, maybe it is Rabbi Yaakov, that's only a din d'rabbanan, and by tumah they didn't make that din d'rabbanan. Min ha-gidim, k'sover ein begidim en ositam. Gidim have no taste, therefore they're not considered part of the flesh of the bird. Sholo, kimo shlal shol kofsim, that the eggs are what's it called, tied together, and they're connected, right, like a wash, where you tie the things together to wash them. Basar shenitrash min achai, lav nevelahi. If you took flesh of the chicken before it died, you separate it from the chicken before it died, that's not nevel. That's not flesh from an avail, it's flesh from a living bird. Min ho eshkol, mi basar ashedra, shabetzim adukim shal. Now the Gemara thinks eshkol is the spine itself where the eggs are connected to. That is part of the chicken. Shehim chesachelet, hitiches hashuman v'gemol tome. You melted down the chicken fat and you drank it. That also is considered eating. Or varot parchina v'achila ksibetz es achila. V'am Reb Shimon ben Lakish hanefesh l'rabos es hashosa. It includes also drinking. Drinking is also considered eating. Where it says v'achak ksiv nevenefesh asher tochal nevela uvenivlas of tor mesuk matoris kohanim. Nefesh means even if you eat it through drinking. Man tana min ashol shobeitzim tar, alma labosaru. Who's the one who holds that if you eat from the eggs, even though they're connected to the chicken, your tar means not part of the chicken. So it's part. That's the Tanakama, not like Rabbi Yaakov. Mar says, no, maybe it could be Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds it's only part of the chicken. And fleishik midrabbanan. Min haTorah, it's not. The Rabbanan made gzeira by achila, but not by tumah. What? Yeah, okay, so I'm saying that this is what's it called, this is only looks like meat, so the Rabbanan included it in the gzeir of oath. Elen yinas yisura, the apple got the lot boser, nino, osur lam, the Rabbanan, ho elu krovin lios boser, it looks like it's meat. The ikal of nigs are mishum boser b'cholot. Then you can make that same gzeir they made with chicken, because we're afraid that you'll confuse it with real meat, so that what went into the claw was even the eggs. But by tuma they didn't make a gzera. It's because it's not neat. The chitemel in tuma nixer. Why didn't they make a gzera by tuma? They made a gzera because it looks like meat to make it osser to eat with milk. Then why didn't they make the same gzera to make it what's it called osser to make you tummy? To the tama midrabanan to make you tummy midrabanan. Ki hechid the gazrin li nisura. Where it says, no, afushe tumahu, dika hefsit taharos. Because you don't want to make extra tumah, because you're going to end up being mafsit taharos. Afushe tumah, rabbanan lo p'mafshinan. V'yafagav, shigarzu b'tumos m'komos harbe. We find a lot of tumah to rabbanan. What do you mean the rabbanan didn't make zeres of tumah? Plenty of tumah to rabbanan. Lekala meymer hocha nomi nixar, delo nicholon delifshu b'tumos. Still, if there's a reason not to make the gzera, the Rabbanan would rather not make the gzera. Where they felt it was necessary, they did. But you can't ask Akasha, why didn't they make a gzera over here? Because if there's a reason not to, they don't. Yikat de'amre? The eshkol de'sefa have mashmalei l'Rav Yosef beitzim amuros begidin. Some say no, just the opposite. Eshkol is the eggs that are connected. And sholo they're not so connected. They almost have a shell. They have the membrane and it started to harden. They're only a little bit connected. So the Eshkol is the one that's Aser, that goes like Rabbi Yaakov. Mora says, no, maybe Eshkol doesn't mean the eggs that are, connected. Eshkol means the connection, the place where it's connected to. May Eshkol gufei basar hadovek b'shedra v'abeitzim hadukim bo. The place on the in the spine where the eggs are connected to. Okay. One. Tana Rabbanan. Kosha tashmisho b'yom, nolid b'yom. Anything that has relations in the daytime, an animal or a bird that has relations in the daytime, then it gives birth in the daytime. Kosha tashmisho b'layla, nolid b'layla. Anything that has relations at night, where normally, that's not, if it had relations at night. There are certain species of animals that only mate at night. Certain species of animals that mate only in the daytime. A species that only mates in the daytime gives birth in the daytime. A species that only mates at night gives birth at night. Kosha tamish misho bein biyom, bein belayla, nolid bein biyom, bein belayla. A species that mates both day and night can give birth day or night. Even if it mated at night, it gives birth during the day, and vice versa. Mora says, kosha tashmisho biyom, nolid biyom, zetarnigolis. Chickens only mate in the daytime. They don't mate at night. Kosha tashmisho belayla, nolid belayla, zuatolefa. Bats only mate at night. They don't mate in the daytime. Kosha tashmisho bein biyom, bein belayla, other v'chodidomile. A human being, or any other species, like similar, mate day and night, and therefore there's no rule, it can give birth day or night. Omar Mar, kosha tashmisho biyom, nolid biyom, zutarnigolis. L'may nafkamina, very nice information, what, who cares, right? L'chidrav mori b'rei d'rav kahana. D'omrav mori b'rei d'rav kahana. Bodek b'konish of tarnigolim. You checked a nest, a chicken's nest. Me'erav yontif. And you didn't, below matzah b'veitzah, you didn't see any eggs. Right before yontif, you looked, there was no eggs. U'lamachar hishkim. And the next morning, before it got light, you got up early, and you checked again, u'matzah b'veitzah. And you found an egg. So the chor of the egg was laid on yontif, at night. Can't be. Chickens don't lay eggs at night. They only lay eggs in the daytime. Okay? Muteris. The egg is muter. It surely was laid before Shkia. Ay, v'halo bodak. You checked and there was no egg. Emer lo bodak, yofa yofa. You didn't check up. You missed it. Right? But it has to be. The egg can't be laid, at night. It had to be laid in the daytime. Where it says, v'afilu bodak yofa. And even if you checked, good, and there was no egg there. Emer yotza ruba v'chosra havi, k'rab Yochanan. What happened was, it was laid mostly in the day, went back in, and then was laid at night. So it's possible that an egg can be laid at night, but it already had been mostly laid in the daytime and went back in. That's called laid in the daytime, like Rabbi Yochanan. Eini, where is that true? V'omer Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Omer Rav, Bodek b'koneshul tarnigolis, me'erav yontif. You checked the nest, erav yontif, below matzah b'beitzah, and you didn't find any eggs. U'lamachar hishkim u'matzah b'beitzah asura. Right? Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul said in the name of Rav, in that same case, it's aser to eat the egg. We assume it was laid at night. Where it says, no, hasam b'desafna me'ara. Those are talking about unfertilized eggs. Unfertilized eggs can be laid in the night. Fertilized eggs are only laid in the daytime. Where it says, yachid the Rav Mori nami. Rav Mori's case also, how do you know it's a fertilized egg? Maybe it's an unfertilized egg, and therefore it was laid tak at night. And when you checked in the daytime, the taka was no egg there, and it didn't come out and go back in. So maybe it's an unfertilized egg. Where it says b'dika zocher b'hadot, there are roosters around. So where it says b'dika zocher no be'ame be'arasafna, even though there's roosters, maybe this one wasn't fertilized. Omaravino gemiri kol heicha d'ika zocher lo safna be'ara. Wherever there are roosters around, a chicken does not lay unfertilized eggs. It only lays fertilized eggs, wherever there's roosters. Vad kava, how far can a rooster be and still consider the roosters around? And the mela, it's not a unfertilized egg, and the mela, it's not born at night, and therefore, even if you checked during the day and there was no egg, and at night you found, the end of the night you found an egg, you can assume that it's an egg that was laid mostly Erev Yontif and it's mutter. If there's roosters around. If there's no roosters around, then you can't assume that. Then it could have been laid at night. So how much is a rooster around called? Amar Rav Gavda, Mishmei Rav, Kol Hecha Deshama, Kolei Biyamama. If the chicken can hear the rooster in the daytime, it's harder to hear something at night, everything's quiet, right, it goes farther. It's harder to hear things. If it's close enough that the chicken could hear the rooster in the daytime, that's called a rooster around. The chicken does not lay and fertilized eggs if it knows there's a rooster around. Hirashi. Nolad Bayom, Nikevosav Yoldos Bayom. The female of that species only gives birth in the daytime, if that species only mates in the daytime. Atole is a kalba short, it's a bat. Me'er of Yontif, Beinash Moshos, Teshuv Lo Yolda Ela Belayla. You checked the nest, Beinash Moshos. So it wasn't any time more for an egg to be born delayed during the daytime. And then you found an egg before daytime, the next day. It must have been late at night. Verse is not. Hishkim, Kodem Alos HaShachar, V'haydim Noket Bodak Revusa Kavashro. It tells me a chiddush. The Afal Gav the Bodak, V'lo Motza, the Lekalim Islayo B'nol the Bechol, Afilo Hachi Muteres. Even though normally we'd say that egg obviously wasn't late, Erev Yontif. It had to be late on Yontif. You checked, Erev Yontif, there was no eggs. Still, Samchina Praisa, the Tani Kosha Tashmisho B'yom, Nolet B'yom, V'havadi Lo Yol Yosh B'layla. Chickens don't give birth, as the Gemara says, to fertilize eggs at night. So this egg had to be already laid Erev Yontif, even though you didn't see it, either you missed it, or it was an egg that was born mostly and went back in. Emer Yotza Ruba V'chazra HaBoy. V'yapagav Nebilson L'shchichahi, even though it's not a usual thing to happen. Migo D'pshitalon De'eno Yoledes B'layla T'olidimba. Since it's impossible to give birth at night, so we'd rather say that something unusual happened, that it was laid mostly and went back in, than to say it was laid at night, which is impossible. The Gemara says, no, that's only where it's a fertilized egg. Unfertilized eggs can be laid at night too. That's the case. It's possible to have eggs laid at night. Maybe this egg was an unfertilized egg. And therefore, how could you say it's mutter, because it was laid Erev Yontif? Maybe it was laid on Yontif, and it's an unfertilized egg. Shemar says, no. As long as there are roosters around, chickens don't lay unfertilized eggs. Rav Mori, Hechi Sharia, so how does Rav Mori say it's mutter? Maybe it's an unfertilized egg, and it was born on Yontif. Eima Me'ara Safna V'yolda B'leil Yontif. Shemar says, no. If there are roosters around, it won't lay unfertilized eggs. And fertilized eggs can't be laid at night, so it must have been laid in the daytime. The sound doesn't travel in the daytime, that it's not a fertilized egg. The chickens will not lay unfertilized eggs if there's a rooster close enough to hear.